You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I am your girl, Quan.
Hey, everybody. And it's your girl, May. And welcome back to
Talk With Us, everybody.
Y'all, we know it's been a minute again. We've been doing some things. We was gonna come back. We always do. Y'all know this. We like a yo-yo, you know.
But you
we
throw ain't gonna us but, out, but, we bounce back.
You know, we might go out for a minute, but we're coming back.
We're coming back.
But we're gonna try to stay in. And try to stay in. You know, other things come up, you know, that's life and everything. But we're not gonna leave you guys hanging out there without nothing.
No.
Come on now, y'all. You know, come on now. It's Quan and May over here, y'all.
Quan and May, Quan and May. In the building.
So anyway, how's everybody doing? Today.
Hope everybody is swell.
Swell and okay, doing well in this day, on this summer day, which is a hot day, but it's kind of pleasant because the wind is blowing, but it's kind of like, you know, when the wind is blowing and it's kind of like warm air.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really not doing you any good.
but
it's still like refreshing still.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so anyway, you guys, we're glad to be back and we're glad for... You know, you're commenting and you're following us. And we just ask you to hang in there with us. And please keep supporting us.
Yes,
we
keep subscribing. Keep following.
Please do.
Downloading, y'all.
Yeah,
keep
please do. Because we're trying here. You know, it's been a little struggle, but we're trying. We're definitely not quitters and we're not going to quit. But we ask you guys for your support. And we do appreciate it. Very much.
That's right.
So very much.
Thank you guys and happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, y'all. Yeah, and happy Tuesday for guess what? Those children who were back in school this week.
Back to school.
Of course, they're not thrilled.
No.
Not, you know, I say like, it's like probably like 70% of the kids that are not actually happy.
No.
Because they had to go back to school.
I know my niece.
But it's like 99.9% of the parents that are thrilled and happy.
Oh, yes.
So anyways, y'all, yeah, it was back to school week for a lot of children. And some were excited to get in their new classes and their new clothes.
Showing off their clothes.
Yeah, you know, y'all know how
style.
I used to be. Quan, you remember how I used to be?
Yep.
You know, at least the first week, right?
Yeah,
it was kind of like excited. Fresh clothes. Yeah, I remember when we used to get our hair done. How many of y'all remember? If you can think back, okay. It was like the first day of school and you were probably like going to, I don't know, grade 6 or something like that. And your mama did your hair and it's all cute and stuff. And you just, you know, you got your outfit out for the night, what you going to wear for tomorrow.
Yep.
And stuff like that. And you can't really sleep because you like thinking about what it going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you get your kicks on and you throw on your threads and stuff like that. And you get ready to go to school and stuff
like
that.
You're looking good.
You be like, dang, I look good this morning. You know, because, you know, you feel like all eyes on you, you know, when you go to school and stuff like that, especially if you got a cool, nice outfit.
I know.
Yeah. You used to walk like all eyes on you. Nobody was even looking at you.
Everybody was looking at each other and stuff. Nobody was studying you.
And they weren't even looking at us, but we were walking in there and we like, we got a slow motion vibe.
I know, right?
You know, walking in there slow, but ain't nobody
paying attention. You know how those school movies, when they open up the door.
Yeah, when they open the door and
slow and the hair blowing and stuff.
Yeah, and they got the slow-mo walk in. Y'all, we was like that, but... Wasn't nobody looking at us.
No. Nobody wasn't checking us.
I think we had our own music in our head and our own slow-mo entry. But,
still,
we were looking good. Ooh, I'm going to tell you, y'all don't know. If y'all mama ever press y'all hair out, had straightened your hair, you know what I'm saying? Those black girls out here, you know, when you were little and your mama had to straighten her hair out.
Yeah, the hot comb.
And the hot comb. She had to get her. Don't let her have more than one girl and she got to wash their hair.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh, your hair got to be dry, too. It got to be clean, too. It got to be clean. But when she get through straining it, boy, you couldn't touch it. We were like, you know what I'm saying? Can't touch it. had our hair fried, dyed, and laid on to the back side.
But by the time we came back home, it wasn't like that, though.
Yeah.
Gotta be real with that one.
Okay, now when we start, it was like, you know, I think we talked about that one time a long time ago, how we like transformed.
Yeah.
Because when you leave in the house and stuff, your hair is straight. Okay, but then when you go through the day, by the time you come back home, your hair is fluffy.
Your hair is turned back to poodle.
Yeah. You know, turned back into the poodle. You know, but you know, and then we have to do something. We have to do stuff with it, so we have to, you know, try to keep it up and go again like that, because we want to keep our fresh look at least for the first week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't want to go looking half done.
And at the same time, you know, you can't continue to put the hot comb to
right.
Your
you could, you could
black women hair and stuff.
Yeah, you couldn't straighten it no every day.
Not every day.
So you had to come up with something else. Sometimes you might have to get some, like, some braids or something in it.
Yeah.
To try to, up, you know, keep it, you know, after, like, I say after, like, maybe that first day. Because it'll still be have a straightening texture to it, but it'll kind of be kind of, like, starting its way.
Get frizzy.
Yeah, you're going back to poodle.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ain't quite full poodle, but it's going back.
It's going back.
So, you know, you can back and pull it off for one more day if you put a ponytail. Y'all remember this hairstyle when we used to
put
our
hair? I know I kept a lot of ponytail.
Hey, remember the hairstyle we used to have? Put in ponytail and then had a right little swoop over, come over, and your hair wouldn't lay down, but it'd be like kind of up.
Yep.
It'd be kind of up in the front of your, you know, I guess it was a bang, but it was like a rooster bang or something?
Yeah, back then, that's what the bangs were looking like.
When everybody had them.
Kind of swooped to the side, but it was like a puffy.
Yeah, I would.
It was flat and swooped and laid.
You know, it was flat one time when we left the house.
Yeah,
but then it fluffed up. when you start sweating.
Yeah, well,
you know. But then,
okay, like when you start sweating, like in the scalp,
you know, it's
stuff,
over.
Your hair is gone. It's gone.
It'll back to the future. We went back. We went back in time. The time before Mama ever straightened our hair.
Sure did.
In a matter of hours. But everybody had those hairstyles. Everybody did. White girls, black girls, everybody had those hairstyles.
Yeah.
Which they were cool because everybody could wear them. And they looked good on everybody because that was style.
Now, the white girls, they didn't have to worry about the sweating in
the
hair.
They didn't have to worry about the sweating because they have, you know, it just stayed
was gonna
there
stay.
With their hairspray and
done
stuff.
It was going to stay.
Yeah, it was going to stay. And they walked through the whole day.
Black folk, girls?
From the, you remember like what the girl now Saved by the Bell?
Lisa.
Well, you remember how Lisa used to wear her hair? It was, that's what we're talking about. Like when she used to have it in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And she have that little part throwed over. Okay, but then when Kelly would wear hers like that, it'd stay like that, you know. It was like perfectly staying still.
Yeah.
You know, I think hers stayed still through the whole filming.
It did.
But see, our hair wouldn't do that. It wouldn't do that.
It wouldn't, but at the same time.
But it looked good.
It looked
good. And we were happy. We were grateful for everything. But yeah, when we sit now and talk about the old school days and the kids not going to school, I mean, it is a lot different now, and nobody really wants to go to school anymore.
No, they don't.
I asked one of my cousins. I was like, "So are you excited about school?" Like, nope.
Because school is not the same. Because when we went back, when we was going through school, you know, it was fun, and
we did have fun.
You know, yeah, you had fun time. But
I gotta
now,
say, yeah.
Now in school, I think it's all about the look, and if you ain't got the look, then you know, you ain't considered as the cool kid, and you get picked on, and so on and so on.
So that's why
a lot of kids don't want to go back to school.
So does that mean that the parents and stuff have to really get get their kids
these
expensive
days, parents, yes, they
clothes,
come out their pockets
just
to make
their
kids
feel
good.
Better.
You got to have the latest.
So they don't get picked on or something for not having
the
latest
trend.
Yeah, because
these kids, they only care about the looks.
Well, that's true.
Back then, you know, it's whatever.
That's
whatever.
True. Boy, because we used to kill. Ooh, I had the one pair of jeans. Y'all know. Y'all come on now. Hit me up. Leave me a comment or whatever. I had a pair of jeans. And right then, they were acid wash. Okay? But on the pant leg of the jean, it had like a deck of cards. And then it was like, almost like, you see how these ripped jeans are now?
Yeah.
Okay. It was sort of like the ripped jeans. Okay, well, these jeans had the rip in it, but they also had like a piece of cloth underneath. And it had like a deck of cards on the cloth. And then it had another space in there where it looked like it was ripped out. And it had like money. It was like money. Oh man, those pants, those jeans was, boy, they were the junk. I wore them jeans out. Do you hear me? I wore them till I could not wear them anymore. I loved it. Those pair of the acid wash jeans. You know, acid wash was like such a style, but everybody had acid wash. But yeah, then with my favorite pair, and I had a pair of Adidas high tops that I thought was just, oh man,
I like the Adidas.
It was a high top too, and they had like these little diamond studs in them. But I remember that was like my favorite thing to wear with my Adidas and my acid wash jeans with the money and the cards on them. It was it, boy. I remember that. That was cool now. That was cool. You can actually pick out some really good days from our school days.
Yeah, they had some nice clothes. I mean, we had back then and there the Tommy Hilfiger and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I loved it some Tommy.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it, Tommy? Yep. Everybody was wearing Tommy Hilfiger. Everybody.
I mean, Tommy Hilfiger is still going on.
Yeah.
So I get me some right now.
Yeah, everybody was into that. You know,
they was.
And, you know, they're slowly, slowly trying to bring back some style. Like, you know, you may see a few acid wash clothes still.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to bring them back, which I always like the acid wash. But I don't know if I can get me a pair of pants and acid wash.
Nah. I
don't
think I really care for acid wash.
I don't think I can sport them right now, though.
I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan of it.
You weren't a fan of acid wash?
No, I wasn't. Nope. I just like the regular pair of jeans.
What, you didn't like the little spats?
I didn't like
the,
it.
Look like
it. If I see some, you know, some today, I still don't like them.
I think I tried to make a pair one time with bleach. I did.
Maybe
you know how,
like,
you know,
real
because,
ones,
yeah, you know, like you take a little bleach.
Your
yeah, it did eat them up. It eat them up. It ate them up, but you like splash some bleach on it to make it look like it's, you know, that dye acid wash stuff.
Yeah.
But it didn't turn out right, y'all.
No.
But I tried.
She tried.
But anyway, to all the school kids, we hope that you are thriving the first week of school, and we wish you all the best in school. Do your work, stay focused, and have a blast.
Have fun, y'all.
Yeah, have a good year.
Safe year.
And we've already prayed that God will bless each and every school across the country and everywhere in the world.
Yes.
With a safe school year.
That's right.
So...
So, May, what do we have on
all right.
the...
Okay, now, you tell me. Okay, I'm sure everybody knows this. Well, I don't know if you know her, Addison Rae.
Addison Rae.
You've never heard of Addison Rae? Okay, well, Addison Rae, she has been officially summoned, dressed in a bikini with the word Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and bezel on the bra and panties. Though it's since been deleted. She deleted it. She uploaded and then she deleted it. So she got some backlash for wearing this. The bikini at the top, one on one breast said Father, on the other breast said Son, and then the back of the bikini said Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Okay. Now, first of all, is that something that you really want to put on a bikini? No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. So she got backlash from the Christian community.
She should.
They call her Satan. She was possessed. They call her anything, you know, not saying, you know, like they out of her name, like some bad, but as in represent the enemy.
Yeah.
So anyway, they weren't like, you know, just calling her just some really ugly name, but they were more like, you know, this is you doing this and this is a religion. You know what I'm saying?
Because it seemed like she's playing with God.
Yeah. Because who puts that on a bikini? You know what I'm saying? But she deleted the post after she had put it up there. Displaying the words, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, after she received so much criticism from fans. So it was like a two-piece bikini. So it was disrespect in the Christian, community and the people. And they didn't like it. They didn't
like it either.
They said this was disrespectful to Jesus.
It is.
You know, it said
because she's using it in a sexual way.
Yeah, and you don't do that. That's kind of that's real cringy.
That is.
That's like the kind of stuff that you'll ball your face up at and be like, what is she doing? And then some person put, well, what people won't do for money.
I know, right?
Right. You know, nobody asked her to do this. So Addison Rae, she needs to stay off social media if she's going to be wearing a skippy bikini and then got something that's godly attached to it. Girl,
yeah.
Stop. Stop. Because you got ate up by the Christian community. and I don't blame them. I don't blame her because that's not something you do. And so I don't know if she's going to apologize or what. She probably
she'll come
won't.
Out with a little
oh, she might. She might. She might. If it's going to put a crutch on any her money making.
Yeah.
She would.
But you don't really care about what Christian got to say.
You know what they really don't.
And it was
the Christian community that was getting on to her.
Yeah.
I don't think it really, you know, bothered anybody else.
It didn't.
But let somebody put something up there with something like an anti-gay something, word, you know, against something. Somebody, you know, they would come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the Christians have a right to defend what is holy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, she shouldn't have did that.
Nah, she
did that. So she got backlash, and I'm glad she did, because you just cannot wipe your feet on Jesus. You can't do that and don't think that you're gonna get no backlash. You know?
Yeah.
It's too much getting away with doing stuff like that and negative stuff like that and people not really stepping up saying anything. You know, so I'm glad that Addison Rae got told off and girl, go take that bikini and throw it away. Throw it away and don't put it back on. Okay.
She probably went again, but just won't post pictures anymore.
She don't need posted in that one. She can post pictures, but not in that.
No, she won't do that one no more.
Somebody, it said, whether you support or agree with the Christianity or not, it doesn't give anyone the right to do this. Come on. This is just crossing the line. Just respect people's religion. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Do you, and that's what you would say, Quan?
I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because don't you think that's crossing the line?
It is.
That's crossing the line. That's way over. She could have put any other name on that if she wants. She could have put if she got a boyfriend. She could have put a daddy name on there for all I care. Mm-hmm. But don't put stuff like that on there on a bikini because you represent you showing your body off to the world, but you putting God as if you represent Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, girl. Stop that. You better
not
go repent.
Cool. Not
no,
cool.
She need to go in the closet and repent. That's what she need to do.
That she do.
But anywho, that was enough on her. I just wanted to throw that out there because I wanted to get to another story.
Well, then let's move on.
Anne Hesh. You know, she was in an accident. She was speeding. They want to say, they think that she might have been under the influence of alcohol, but I'm not for sure. I'm saying this, but they said that she had hit something before, and then she kept going. And then she kind of ran into a woman's house. And so it was a neighbor that got out and got the lady and her pets out of the house. And he wanted to try to rescue Anne, but the car was in flames and such smoke, and so he couldn't do it. And so the ambulance got there, and they got her out and stuff, but she was unconscious. And she right now today, she's still unconscious. She's in a coma, and she's got damage to her lungs. So her rep said she was not doing good. So, you know, I hope that, you know, she comes through, but I hope that whatever space that she's in right now, I hope that she has, you know, at least changed her life.
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, at least, you know how they say people when they're in comas and stuff, you never know really what, you know, they might be talking to God or, you know, or something like that. And I just hope that that's with her, you know, because they said that she wasn't doing too good. And she's been in the coma ever since the accident.
When was it again?
I want to say it was on Sunday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I hope and pray that she pulled through.
But the guy who tried to get her out, you know, he did get the lady out of her house and her pets.
Oh, I'm glad she okay.
It was a neighbor. It was a neighbor. He tried to get her out, too, but it was just too much fire and too much smoke. So I don't know. I think the lung damage came in because of all the smoke inhaling. You know, she inhaled so much smoke, so which, you know, I don't know how long she stayed in that car either before the people got to her.
Yeah. Well, I hope and pray that she
has been in a coma ever since. So, yeah, that's...
We'll keep her in prayer.
Yeah, Anne Hesh. So, you know, we hope for the best. We will never wish nothing on nobody.
No.
But we do pray that she'll come out and that, you know, the Lord will bring her out and that she become, you know, a woman of God and start telling people about the Lord, you know?
Yes.
You know, use this as a platform to tell people God is real and he saved me. You know,
I know, right?
And that's what we're hoping for in her case. But we are sending up prayers for her and her family.
Keep in prayer, guys.
Yeah, 'cause I think she got two kids. One is 20. I forgot how old the other one was. But, yeah. So, anyway.
We'll keep in prayer.
Yeah. So, we just want to do a little scoop here and there. What we've been.
Not a long show.
Yeah.
Not a long show.
It's one more thing. Olivia. Okay. And, as I was saying, Olivia Newton-John. She passed away. If y'all remember her, she played in Grease with John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was 73.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So she lived a long time.
She did.
You know, and we're praying that God bless her family, strengthen her, all her family. Because it doesn't matter how old you are, when you leave the world, you're still going to be missed.
Yes.
So we pray for her family and her strength. And, look, y'all, we just ask you all to just, you know, hang in there with us and we're going to keep on promoting our podcast. And as we told you in the future that we was trying to get it together on YouTube, You know, it takes some time when you're trying to get all the necessities that you need.
Yes.
You know, we don't have everything on hand. So we have to, you know, over time, just get the stuff that we need so we can have a good setting.
Yeah, we want a good setting.
We don't want
and it be all crappy. And
yeah,
don't
we don't want
look
no
crap.
No, I don't want.
No
I want
good
to look
audio.
Good. Yeah, and so. I want to look good and I want it to sound good. So you guys, bear with us, please. And please continue to support our podcast.
Please.
And we thank you. We really truly do. Yes, we do. Me and Court, we are grateful for this podcast.
We are.
We're great to have our voices out there in the world.
How long have we been doing this?
Has it been like over a year?
Probably close to it.
I think it's been over a year, Quan.
I think we started somewhere.
It was before COVID time when everything
was shut down.
Okay, well then, when COVID came out, wasn't that like early? Was it January, February, somewhere in there?
I think
it was way before Christmas because I remember that.
Yeah, I think it was like COVID, you know, hit somewhere around in February.
Yeah, so we
but
had
the
been.
Year? What was that?
Was that 19?
No. What year Kobe Bryant died in?
Was it
2020?
It had to be 20.
Yeah, because after, you know, Kobe died in January. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring this up. He died in January. Then after that, mm-hmm. come February, then that's when everything started coming along with the COVID.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I think it was then.
Yeah. So we should be, we're going to get this together, though. We're going to have an anniversary
for
a while.
It's been a long time. I know, right?
Yeah. We gotta do. Hey, matter of fact, y'all. Hey, hold on. We gonna have an anniversary for our Talk With Us podcast.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
And we might even have a few guests because we haven't had a guest in a while.
Guests in a long time.
And it is time because we need to celebrate us for what we're doing right now.
Yes.
You know, we may be small in number, but we gonna get there. So y'all just hang in there with us. Y'all keep grinding with us, and we thank you for all the feedback.
Thank you, guys.
Y'all, we read it. I read some, and it just brought a smile to my face. So thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Yes.
And always, y'all, don't forget to comment, subscribe, download, follow our podcast, guys, on any social media platform, mm-hmm. y'all. Y'all mm-hmm. do that for us.
And thank you.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we do.
And we love you all.
Yes, we do. And that is true.
Till then, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we're about to wrap this up for today.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Y'all stay safe, stay prayed up. And till next time, guys, we'll chit-chat with you guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.